There's yet another new building under construction in Midtown Atlanta. It's called CODA, and it's not just any building. This will house a high-performance computing center. Well, Georgia Tech's real estate director Tony Zavilovich explains.
The idea is that the distance between your data and your compute are very small, and so therefore your processing can be speeded up dramatically. The other is security. Because of the proximity of the office to the data center, it actually can be directly connected without going over the internet.
Now our own WABE tech reporter Tasneem Shama spoke with Midtown Alliance CEO Kevin Green about the building and Midtown neighborhood's construction boom.
This was a groundbreaking in a couple of different ways. This is a project that is underway here in the heart of Midtown that's going to be a world-class high-performance computing center called CODA. And it's going to be about 800,000 square feet, half Georgia Tech and half private sector businesses, along with high-performance computing capabilities with a big data center. It's really going to be a unique project. We've not seen anything like this in the United States, and really I think it's unique in the world.
And so one thing I've heard a lot about it actually is that it is going to be unique. And Charles Isbell, who's a professor at Georgia Tech, described it this way. In addition to being vertical, it's also going to be horizontal.
Right.
Can you explain that concept?
What I think is really striking about this project is there's a real intentionality to collaboration. I mean, you have Georgia Tech and the private sector sharing floors, but you've got these intentional collaboration spaces both horizontally, but then you've also got these vertical core of collaboration with these winding staircases. So you can not only collaborate with other people on your floor, but very easily integrate with people on adjoining floors. So this, the intentionality of collaboration, the large kind of open plaza at the base of the building, it's really going to set the bar for how leading research institutions in the private sector really bring commercialization and collaboration to a new level.
And could you talk a little more about the architecture and the design? So the collaborative core, is it just that staircase?
It's a large staircase. You probably have to see it to really believe it. I've not seen a building with the intentionality of both horizontal and vertical collaboration spaces. So there really is a design-based way to drive the collaboration spaces that are required to really make it work. But in terms of the building technology, first of all, it's a LEED Platinum building. They have brought recycled water and energy and other systems to an art form. And it's really going to be a demonstration for new technologies in our city. First of all, right out of the gate, you've got ThyssenKrupp is going to be doing the elevator systems, but in each elevator shaft, there's going to be two different elevators. So they can retrieve you on your floor and take you where you're going much faster. So it's going to be, and there's no technology like that in North America right now. So just the first glimpse of some new technologies that are really going to be brought to life. So as I think of this project, I think of not only what happens within the building, but also as a place that really helps Technology Square in Midtown live 5 years in the future, where you're really able to demonstrate technologies that nobody's seen before or few have seen before, but then show how they happen in a real world environment and how they work.
What does this mean for Midtown and, you know, as CEO of the Midtown Alliance?
You know, there's so much happening. This is the 22nd project that's under construction in a 1 square mile area, and that's under construction today. So we're seeing economic development announcements and new residential towers created like has never happened before. People are voting with their feet. I think they're attracted to the centrality of Midtown. They're definitely attracted to the mothership that's Georgia Tech. And they're attracted to a walkable environment that's transit accessible, that has, you know, access to arts and culture and Beltline and Piedmont Park and everything else. So the full picture is really coming together for Midtown. And within Technology Square, companies want to be within the talent pool that revolves around Georgia Tech. Students, the faculty, the smart companies, the startups, the world-class accelerators and incubators, that really has formed a magnetic attraction. And that's unique to Technology Square and really has set it apart as a world-class innovation district.
And are there concerns that you've been hearing from residents in terms of traffic with 2,400 jobs expected here at CODA?
Yeah, but beyond the 2,400 jobs here, there's been another 10,000 jobs been announced in the last 18 months within Midtown. So clearly, Midtown is going to change. The good news is everything is within a 6-minute walk of rail transit, and we're seeing more companies want to be located close to transit. And you're in a walkable environment, and more importantly, you've got, or most importantly, you're in a street grid, so you're able to disperse traffic. You've got lots of options north, south, east, west, but our hope is that increasingly as our city develops, there are viable alternatives to not getting in an automobile to get around. And we think Midtown offers that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. That was CEO Kevin Green of the Midtown Alliance.
Thanks for having me.
That was WABE's Tasneem Shama. And if you're wondering why it's called CODA, well, we asked designer Luca Maffi about it. He says it's a musical reference.
Once you get to that sign in the symphony, from that point, it jumps to another section of the music sheet. So basically, you know, you develop an idea and then you hit this CODA sign and then immediately drops you into another part of the music sheet. So it just develops another idea. And that's the feeling that we want to give with this building.
And Maffi says CODA is expected to be complete in early 2019. This is Closer Look.